So the basic idea was to try to capture people's experiences in real time as they're happening.
Kristen Ganey is an assistant professor in UB's psychology department. She authored the latest study to better understand the nature and common symptoms of anxiety and depression.
How happy or sad or tense or excited they're feeling, and then to also capture various common symptoms of anxiety and depression.
135 people already seeking some kind of psychological treatment participated in the surveys three times a day for 10 weeks. Ganey tells WBFO News because so many are carrying smartphones, it allowed the participants to answer brief and quick questions throughout their day, tracking their mood.
What did you learn? What was kind of eye-opening through this?
We all have certain moods and emotions all the time that's kind of shifting, and just seeing how those little transient emotions can impact symptoms, anywhere from a few hours to even a day or so later. And then I guess just seeing the extent to which these things change moment to moment. A lot of these people were struggling with more clinical depression and anxiety, but even so, it was sort of up and down throughout the day and varies depending on what's going on.
All the participants were above the age of 18, but represented a diverse population of race and ethnicity.
We also asked people about three positive and negative things that happened each day. And so we're also in the process of kind of linking that up with some of this other data and understanding the impact of just, not necessarily huge stressors or major good things that happen, but just the little things we all experience that impact us.
Ganey says they can identify specific risk factors that would increase symptoms in real time. Smartphones could be used to send a person helpful advice or alert their mental health care provider. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.